Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, those that are checking us out on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and iTunes and iShoutForJoy.com. We are just glad to have you. Tickle Pink, as my auntie would say in Milledgeville, Georgia. She would say Tickle Pink. She would say Tickle Pink. Listen, today's show is off the chain. It's hot. So the topic today is, when did you fall in love with worship? I know I just fooled about 10 of y'all, because I thought you thought I was going another direction. So let me tell you how I got this topic. One day I'm watching BET and the movie Brown Sugar is on. Y'all remember that movie? Starring Sanaa Lathan and Taye Diggs, Mos Def, Queen Latifah. Anyway, Sanaa is in the famous scene where she's doing a radio interview, and Taye Diggs calls into the radio show and asks her, when did you fall in love with hip-hop? I know y'all remember that. So I posted that phrase on my Facebook page, and I got a whole bunch of different people who said, oh, I love that movie, I love that phrase, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, one person said, well, when did you fall in love with worship? And I was like, wow. And they were like, Charvette, you know, that's a show. And I was like, you're right, that's a show all day long, that's a show. And so I'm just excited because we're doing the show today. I have my guests in the virtual studio with me right now. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic. And the person I'm bringing to the mic first is the person that had this idea that, you know, we should do a show about when did you fall in love with worship. And coming to the mic first, the first person to the mic is, we call him Elder Cary Goodman. You'll see Sir Cary Goodman on Facebook. Welcome to the show, Cary.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
doing good. So glad to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. The next person I have is a gentleman that I saw at an event. He was by himself at a prayer breakfast, and he got on the keyboard and started ministering, and I was like, this brother is bad. Coming to the mic next is Brian Pound. Hey, Brian. How you doing today?
I am doing great.
Okay, good. Last but not least, I have a dynamic young lady that is in the studio. She's already messing us up already. I mean, so I just hope we can get through this interview. Evangelist Janice Wallace, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charvette. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
All right, so are y'all ready to jump start? Just go ahead and get right into this.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So listen, before I get too far ahead of myself, those that are tuning in, yes, you are tuning in to iShoutForJoy.com. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to keep up to date with me and all the great shows and the phenomenal guests we have lined up for you. Go to Charvette.com. Real easy. You can listen to past shows. You can sign up for my email list. I send you one email once a week. I don't spam you, so you don't have to worry about that. Oh, and I do need to mention that I did put in an audition, video audition, for Oprah Winfrey's network. And you can go to Charvette.com and click on the icon for Oprah Winfrey, look at the video, and vote for me. So, you know, y'all going to want to know me when, you know, after Oprah talks to me. Y'all going to want to know me.
Hallelujah.
All right, so let's jump right on in. I want to know what role music has been playing in your life. What role has music played? And Elder Cary, I'm going to start with you. What role does music play in your life?
I would definitely say it plays a big role. For me, music could almost be my everything.
Mm.
I turn to music whenever, you know, I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling up, you know, when I'm in church, of course, you know, I am definitely an integral part of music,
yeah,
the music ministry. So I will say it definitely plays a major role in my life. It is that thing that actually soothes whatever situation you're going through. Somebody could sing a song. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing my grandmother sing different songs around the house when I was growing up, and it was those type of things that you knew that, you know, those songs are the ones, how they got over.
All right. I love it. I love it. Brian, what is music to you? What role does music play for your life?
Well, I guess I started with music when I was like 4 or 5 years old. My dad was an evangelist, and he would make me and my sister get up there and sing like these just the old cheesy songs.
Not cheesy.
The congregation.
And basically, it started at a young age, just learning to sing and love music and appreciate the art of it all. And then when I got old enough, just music began to really minister to my heart and situations and things. It just, like Elder Carey said, it just helps you get through situations.
All right. I like that. Last but not least, Evangelist Jan, what role does music play in your life?
Well, Charvette, music has always been a part of my life from a very young child and growing up in church and just learning the hymns of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And even as I was just listening to my brothers here speak what they were saying, that my mind began to go back and just remember the hymns that would just bless the mothers. And, you know, I love contemporary gospel music,
mm-hmm.
but it's the hymns that brought us over, that have kept us, and the music that just will fulfill your life. And music has saved me from many dangers.
Yeah.
Music has kept me from nervous breakdowns. Music has kept me from doing the wrong thing. Music has kept me sane when I was in insane situations.
My God.
Music has made me learn how to love again the right way. Music has made me want to be friends again the right way. And music has definitely made me learn how to love my family, my husband, my daughters, just love them as God would love me.
Yeah.
And when you get music in your bones, music to me is just not something that you listen to.
Right.
But when you begin to hear music, and you don't have to have words, but a melody, a beat, a rhythm, not just because we're African-American, but music can get down into your soul so much that it can talk to you without making a word. That's what music has been meaning to me all of my life.
Well said, well said. And so what is worship, Evangelist Jan? I'm going to stick with you for a minute. What is worship? How do you define worship?
Charvette, worship to me is my personal expression of how I really feel.
I know.
How I really feel about the Lord.
Yes.
He said that everybody can praise him.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can't worship.
Yeah.
And worship is a personal experience that comes through suffering, that comes through going through.
Right.
And worship to me is just, I have to have it.
Yeah.
I have to be where it's welcomed.
Yes.
I just can't be around any type of music function, music function going on where it's just, you know, people can sing and people can shout and people can dance. You know, that's great. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know where the people are that can reach heaven. And because we exalt God in our worshiping, he begins to come down and trickle different dewdrops of his anointing where the yokes are not just being broken, but they're being destroyed. That's where I want worship to be in my life. I want to be a part of that.
All right, listeners, you're getting it live and in living color right here on ishoutforjoy.com, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Those that are just tuning in, we're just getting started. Hang out with us. We'll be here the next hour. We are talking about worship. The topic for this particular segment is, when did you fall in love with worship? We are live and in living color, so whatever goes down is going down. This is not pre-scripted per se or pre-acted out or any of that. You're getting heartfelt commentary, heartfelt responses from our guest, and we have in the studio with us right now Elder Carey Goodman, Evangelist Janice Wallace, and Brother Brian Pound. And so, Elder Carey, I'm coming to you. Let's go ahead and talk about when did you first fall in love with worship?
I can definitely say I fell in love with worship as a young child. You know, actually growing up in the church that I grew up in,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was one of those things that you saw it,
yeah.
and you wanted to know more about it. And that brings to, you know, what we were talking about before the show even started, you know, as Evangelist Jan was ministering in,
yes.
in the studio, how there are people out there that, you know, they see us out there on the platforms ministering or worshiping as we do, and they want to know more about it. They may
mm-hmm.
not know, but they want to know more about it. So that was for me, you know, growing up as a young child. It wasn't until I got to college that I actually had to, you know, get it for myself.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we could be in church, and I know some preachers' kids, they grow up, and they're forced to go to church in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're forced to, you know, the pastor tell them, you know, you need to worship, you need to say this, you need to do that. But I didn't, you know, really fall in love with worship until I knew I had to do it for myself.
Right.
You know, I knew I was leaning and depending only on God, and I wanted to get to the true essence of God and to tap into what he had for me and for my life.
All right. Brian,
yes.
When did you fall in love with worship?
I guess when I began to realize that it was more than a song.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to my dad's a pastor and a preacher.
Okay.
And I guess I felt that pressure all my life mm-hmm. to be a preacher too.
Okay.
And so, it wasn't necessarily spoken, but it was just a given. You're going to
right.
be a preacher. And so I remember God led me to the altar after one service, and I began to pray and cry out, God, you know, I don't want to preach.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me, you're going to be a preacher.
Wow.
But you're going to preach through music.
Mm.
And that's when it began to be more than a song.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's more than music as well. Because let's say you're in a grocery store, and you have a moment of worship, you can't ask the person beside you, hey, could you grab this tambourine? I just got
right.
I got to worship right now.
Right.
You know, it's like a God connection.
Right, right.
And it's in your heart and in your mind. You could be anywhere. You don't even have to speak out loud, but in your heart, you're just mm-hmm. having a connection with God. And I think that is when I began to fall in love with worship, when it became deeper.
Mm.
It's more than a song. It is.
Yeah.
It's more than a melody. It's more than all that. Music is my livelihood because I'm a music minister, but
okay.
worship is my lifestyle.
Oh,
and when
worship.
It became that, it completely changed and rocked my world.
My yep. goodness. And so as a preacher's kid, a PK, what do you think were the most challenges that you had growing up?
You know, I guess the pressures, you know,
mm-hmm.
of perfection.
Expectation,
you know,
of perfection.
Yes, most definitely.
And the people that have the expectations, they not perfect.
Right, right. And having a worshipful heart, I think, is acknowledging your imperfect state.
Yeah.
And acknowledging the perfect and all-knowing God, you know. So with that, it takes a while to get there.
Uh-huh.
But gratefully, you know, I feel like I'm at that place at least knowing about it.
Yeah.
And then that knowledge becomes, instead of in my head, it's now getting into my heart, you
oh,
know,
my
what
goodness.
True worship is about. So.
Awesome, awesome. Listeners, these guests, I'm telling, they are, each and every one of them is so anointed. I'm trying to, literally, I'm not joking with you, I'm trying to make sure I get through this interview, and because I got to go to Evangelist Jan right now, so there's somebody, her husband is sitting in the studio, so if you hear another voice on the mic, you just know what happened. I really, honestly, trying to get through this interview, because all of the guests are so anointed, and when you talk about worship, there's so many different forms of worship, and it's just when you talk about worship, your heart gets full. And so, Evangelist Jan, when did you fall in love with worship?
Well, Charvette, for a long time, I thought I was in love with worship. And, you know, sometimes as a singer,
mm-hmm.
as a preacher, and when you've done it for a long time or mm-hmm. some time, or even a little bit of time, we can get maybe not so much full of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but we begin to not really rest on the anointing,
right.
but on our gift. And so I had begun to act out and do things that weren't appropriate, and so I found myself on a Pentecostal Sunday a few years ago in a lockup. Now, I'm an ordained evangelist for 20 years, but I'm in the city jail on felon charges. So that day, if no other day, when there's no one else around, and I had to look and say, what in the world am I doing in jail on Pentecost Sunday? This is the one of the highest services, the most anointed time of the year for the saints of God, the day of Pentecost. And God began to deal with me in that jail cell. And he said, when you come out of here, you're not only going to know me, but you're going to share me. Because it's me and you right here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
It's me and you right here. And I began to just sing the hymns. And I just began to just sing to myself until the other women on the block began to say, on the cell block, can you sing a little louder? Because I remember my grandmother singing those same words. Can you talk a little more? Because when you're talking, I know you're in here with us, but you don't belong here. It's something about you. They couldn't even see me, Charvette, because we're in individual cells locked away. And so I began to just sing and began to just sit on that steel bed and just cry out to God and say, when I leave here, I've got to know you. I've got to know you because I'm broken. And you didn't have to break me. I broke myself through disobedience. I'm broken because I want to do things my way. And you said it's not about me. It's about what you want to do in me and through me and even for me if I just line up to what you've called me to do. And so that day, Charvette, it was like that experience of where the shackles began to fall off me. And I began not to be afraid of the darkness. And I began to say, Lord, I know that whatever punishment you seem and you deem right and fair for me, you are sovereign. And I deserve every penalty that you dish out. But I'm just asking you to cover my family, cover my mother, cover their heart, that it don't be so broken. And he said, if you just walk away from this and let me lead you, I'll show you what I can do with your life. And from that day to this day, I'm not perfect. Can't say I haven't done everything. I haven't crossed every T and dotted every I. But I tell you one thing, you won't catch me in the lockup.
All right. Amen.
You won't catch me in a lockup. And if I'm there, Charvette, I'm telling them about the bloodstained banner, about the love of Jesus Christ, about Calvary's cross, about Pentecost, about letting him love you like no other lover, about letting him save you down all through your socks, all through everything that you have, that you can be in a nasty lockup and you're on your face in the middle of urine stain, everything, and say, God, I need you. I need you right now.
Thank you, God.
I need you right now. And he'll hear you.
Yes, he
will. God will hear you.
Thank you, Jesus. When did you fall in love with worship? We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be back. Thank you.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Day, your voice, your story, on industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3Z.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Now, back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome back again. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShopForJoy.com. Listen, keep up to date with me. Check out my website, Charvette.com. You can listen to all the past shows. You can go see my Oprah Winfrey audition video and vote. Voting is open until July 3rd. Also, definitely check out our sponsors, certainly Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com, bringing integrity back to media. And then, of course, if you need a website, if you are a church, author, artist, anyone in business offering a product or service, you certainly need a website. And go to Mitchell-Productions.com. That's Mitchell hyphen the little dash productions.com, and there you can check out all of the features of the websites. Also, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and then, of course, all over the World Wide Web. And those, thank you for those that are listening on the phone lines, those that are listening through Twitter and Facebook and iTunes. We appreciate you. We are here in our segment called When Did You Fall in Love with Worship? When Did You Fall in Love with Worship? A dynamic, heartfelt, authentic conversation, panel discussion we're having with Elder Carrie Goodman, Evangelist Janice Wallace, and Brother Brian Pound. All right, so we're going to jump right back on in, and we're going to talk about, I want to know, what is the role of a worship leader? What role, what weight does a worship leader have on them and their responsibility? And Elder Carrie, I'm coming to you first. What is the role of a worship leader?
The role of a worship leader, they have a very integral role in the worship experience. It doesn't necessarily have to be a service, but in the service,
mm-hmm.
To actually set the tone and the atmosphere,
yes,
for the worship experience. Some people feel as if they are called to be a worship leader because they are the best singer. They can,
mm-hmm,
do all the riffs and run,
mm-hmm,
but it does not take all of that to set the atmosphere for worship.
Okay.
I will be the first to tell you that I am not the best singer.
All right.
You know, I am a great background singer, and I, you know, claim that all day, all night. But when it comes to leading worship, you have to have a sincere heart, and you have to be able to tap into,
yeah,
you know, the true presence of God,
yeah,
not just, you know, get up there and sing some congregational hymns, because anybody can do that.
Right.
But to actually enter the saints into worship, it takes a special person. Not everybody can do it. And to the people out there listening, I ask you to actually go before God and pray before you actually decide that that's your calling.
Yeah.
You know, because you really can't decide. God has to say, hey, I'm going to place you to lead these people to worship.
Yeah.
You know, I was placed in the ministry. I grew up in church all my life, and the Lord actually called me out of a very established ministry,
right,
where I was, you know, working with the praise team and the music ministry to help start a ministry.
Yeah.
Two people,
yeah,
me and the pastor. And I was, at that point, the worship leader, the choir, the administrator,
right,
everything.
Faithful.
And faithful. But it was hard because I actually had to go before God for myself,
mm-hmm,
and say, Lord, if you place me here, I don't want you to leave me. I want you to actually show me, guide me, order my steps, oh God.
Yes.
Because I only want you, you know. I can't do it like nobody else. I love and praise God for all those people that I've sung behind and sung for and sung
mm-hmm.
under. But at this point, I have to know how to do it for myself, because there are souls that are coming into the church, and I have to be able to lead them. I have to be able to, you know, express through my worship of who my God is and get them to understand.
All right. Brian, I'm sure you've had a day or two of leading worship as a pastor's son. How do you prepare? You know, what is it? Let's start with what is the role, anything you want to add to what Elder Carey said, and then preparation. What is preparation like for a real worship leader?
Well, I guess I'm going to flip that around.
Okay.
Like worship leader, I guess maybe about 3 years ago, I was working with our team, and it just seemed like we clap our hands because we want the congregation to clap their hands.
Mm.
We lift our hands because we want the congregation to lift their hands. We do this so the congregation will do that. And I began to just analyze it, and I read this book, and it completely rocked my mind. And it said we should be lead worshipers. And that completely flips it around just a little bit, because instead of worship leading, because I lift my hands, now you lift your hands too.
Yeah.
But then I think it deals with the motive of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, now I'm going to lift my hands because I'm worshiping. I'm the lead worshiper.
Yeah.
And I think as a leader, you have people following you, but you don't stare at the congregation. Like, if you're walking in a direction, you're heading into the presence of God.
Yes.
I'm not going to head into the presence of God backwards looking at the congregation.
Yes.
I look straight ahead, and I turn around to see if they're following.
So I'm leading
in worship, just worshiping God, and I take a look. Is the congregation with me? Are they here with me? If they're not, God may need and deal with you on something to say to get everybody on the same page.
Yes.
And then you head right back into the presence of God.
My God. As a person, I'm not a singer, I'm not a praise person, but as a person that sits in the congregation, that's all I expect for a worship leader or a lead worshiper. You just enter in. Don't fuss. Don't, you know, scream. Don't.
Right.
You enter in, and we're coming with you. We're coming with you.
Right.
Just enter in.
Right.
Wow, that's a... Do you teach or do seminars? That's a seminar.
Yes.
That's a seminar. That's a seminar.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Yes. Jump right in.
Something to say, piggybacking off of that. Oh my God. It bothers me so much, even as a background vocalist
mm-hmm.
and a worship leader. I don't have to pump and pry you.
Right.
We're not here. That's not our job.
Right.
That is not our job. As Brian said, our job is to lead.
Yeah.
To, you know, you follow me in
right.
the worship. You know, I'm going to show you what to do. You know, I'm not going to argue with you, because I've seen it so many times,
yes.
so many yes. on so many platforms, you know, that so many people want to say, well, if you praise the Lord, then no.
Right.
No, we have to show them what to do, because
yes.
a lot of times, and my pastor had to tell me that a few times, you have to show them what to do, because a lot of times people come into the house of God and they don't know what to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a new thing to them, you know, so they only know what they may have seen on TV, you know, what they may have seen in movies, and that's only a small portion
mm-hmm.
of what it really is. It may not even be the true essence of what the whole worship experience is.
Please jump in, Evangelist Jay.
I am so blessed that you've blessed my socks off.
Yes.
I don't even have any on. That has just took us 20 years
yes.
beyond what we're at right now.
Mm.
I mean, did we just hear that?
Lead
God
worship.
Sent us to know that we're not to, but we're to lead worshipers.
Yes.
Shading and fussing that people have been doing for years been for nothing.
Right.
So the question you've asked about being a worship leader,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I think I might be going the wrong direction, because I'm about, because presence show,
yes.
I feel like if don't come on, I'm going to just fall right down and fall to the seat.
Right.
Because I'm there.
Yeah.
And if you're not there, maybe you know how to get there. If you're there, are we in a place of, have we left in God and he come in glory with us of his people?
Yes.
See, somebody that call on God answering.
True.
Right.
True.
He said you have a clean heart and have a due right and be able to, your sins and your actions before him, we have to ask him to forget them.
Yeah.
And forgive us. Are we transgressors one another. I'm going to lead you and I don't speak to you.
My.
Can't lead nothing. You lead nothing. You can't tell songs and you're not speaking to anybody on the team. Mad at the organist because in the wrong key. He's a liar.
Yes.
I'm not making a lie. Turn it around and be a go in, and if you can, I'm gone, but catch up. I'm a lead myself. I'm, and if you ready,
yes,
then when you bless,
we'll both be there. And that if there's something God you a show to tell you what kind of help pull those
catch up.
Yes.
Say, you know what? You know, because you know what you're all weak.
Right.
Like you said, Brother Bright, if you're there, and church can make you feel sick because you level. But really, no level. But either you in,
mm-hmm.
you. And every time we can get to a place where we put the blood on ourselves and ask God to blot out what we've done and to forgive us and to forget it and help us to forget,
yeah.
that's another opportunity for us to go into worship and tell God, Lord, I thank you for being who you are and that you didn't snatch my crazy tail and throw me in hell.
Yes.
Right.
I thank
right.
you.
Yes.
And somebody else next to you can say, if she can get free, and I know she's raggedy, I can be free too.
Right. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Going back to that one
yes,
point,
yes.
like you can't guilt trip anybody to worship.
Oh wow.
We as the lead worshipers, we must inspire.
You need to write the stuff there. You are a seminar facilitator.
Praise God. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. And I'll sign up. I'm not even a lead worshiper or what. I'll sign up for the seminar.
But
yes.
God is the author of creativity,
yeah.
and he puts that
yeah.
in us as a lead worshiper. We must inspire people to come.
Yes.
But we cannot guilt trip them to come. You can't guilt trip me to come. I hear guilt trips all the time
mm-hmm.
when I visit places and churches. You aren't going to guilt trip me to give. You're not going to guilt trip me to do anything.
Right.
I do it because I feel it and because God has spoken to me. You
yes.
can inspire me by your testimony
yes.
to explode every time I came. It isn't about blessing us.
Right.
But it is. But this one time there was this minute, and I can't take the glory or credit when
okay.
heart.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think it's in that book. It's a good book filled
okay.
with awesome things.
Y'all go look. Y'all know how to do Google and look all that stuff up. Listen, if you just tune in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond. ShoutForJoy.com. If you don't have a pro for joy.com, you should sign up and get one. So many dynamic things that are going on iShoutForJoy.com. A whole lot of different shows that are being added. Actually, our second segment that's coming up, our business spotlight, we're going to be talking to Evangelist Jimmy, who has a publishing hour that's coming up, and then she's an artist and a publisher. So we're going to hear a lot from her. So my last question for my panel that is currently here, again, the topic we talked about today, when did you fall in love with worship? What's the future of worship? I want to hear from each of you. Where do you think worship is going, music ministry-wise, church-wise, however you want to answer that? What is the future of worship? And I want to start with Elder Carey.
The future of worship is now.
Okay.
I just have to say it like that because in order for me to get to the next step, you know, I have to give God all that's due unto him right now in order for me to, you know, obtain the things that I want and obtain the things that God has for me. I have to start giving him all reverence and praise right now at this hour. So, you know, moreover, on the future, you know, is going to definitely be, you know, more people actually seeking God and entering in for themselves, not just because somebody else told them to,
right.
but we're going to be the people that are going to inspire them to, you know, go to the next level, to, you know, proclaim our assignments for God and, you know, to actually lead worship.
All right, Elder Carey Goodman, let's give him a big round of applause. Woo-hoo. Any shout-outs that you want to give? I don't know if you've ever done a radio interview before. Any shout-outs you want
to
give?
Want to give a shout-out to my mama,
yeah,
my daddy,
mama.
My mom's here with me. definitely to my church, my pastor, Christ Worship Center of
Woo-hoo.
The International Christian Ministries, Pastor Marvin Brown, and the whole International Christian Ministries, the whole Chief Apostle Olive Brown and Bishop Joel Brown. Thank you guys so much for the things you've instilled in me.
All right. Phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. All right. Brother Brian Pound.
Yes.
Yes. The future of worship.
You know, I would say, I guess worship music I really love right now because
mm-hmm.
it is completely God-centered.
Wow.
And it's
yes.
just awesome. And I think, I guess the future of worship, I think for the body of Christ is realizing it's not 30 minutes on Sunday morning.
Good.
It is just
good.
A complete
and total lifestyle.
Yes.
The Bible says when we work, whatever we do it unto God.
Yes.
Our job, our work ethic, that is our worship, you know. Mm. How we deal with people, our love,
mm.
that's how we worship. We can't worship with grudges and things in our hearts. So when we forgive, when we let go of that person that we
yes.
don't want to let go, that is actually becomes our worship to God, because we can't bring our offerings to God unless we have let our brother and sister go. So that is worship. Everything
God.
We do, I think God is changing my mind
mm.
about worship.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? You know, I think that's a future for the body of Christ, realizing what true worship really is. And just because you worship doesn't even mean it's received, because if you have rebellion and things in your heart, just like Cain and Abel,
wow.
one was received and one wasn't. They were both sacrifices
mm.
and they were both a worship, but it wasn't what God asked.
My goodness.
So once we learn and get into the Word and do what God asks for each and every one of us, there's things corporately that we all have to do. But the Bible says to search out your own salvation with fear and trembling. There's things that God will ask you to do
mm-hmm.
and to give up and to let go so you can have more of Him. And that is your worship to God. So more than that 30 minutes on Sunday morning, if you have a Sunday night service, more than that 30, 45 minutes.
Right. Wednesday Bible study, Tuesday
that,
Bible study, Thursday
or that
Bible
music
study.
Or concert that's on a Saturday night, it's more than that. It's your actual life choices and lifestyle.
Life choices and lifestyle. What's next for you, Brian? I know you were one of Richmond's idols. You were
yeah,
one of the
Richmond
top.
Idol.
Yeah. So what else is coming up for you?
You know, right now I'm working on my recording. It's
great.
Called Reality. And basically, it just the whole gist of the album is we're not in reality right now, but we're preparing for it.
Okay.
The real reality is when we die.
All right.
And we go to heaven. That's a reality. We're going to be there
mm.
forever, much
right.
longer than we're going to be here.
This
is just preparation. So the album is going to be just words of encouragement and things to help you get your life right for the real reality.
All right.
So.
Great. And people can connect with you on Facebook?
Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Great. Brian Pound, like a pound of sugar.
Yes. B-R-Y-A-N-P-O-U-N-D.
And Elder Carey, can people connect with you on Facebook?
Of course. Definitely connect with me on Facebook. You know, hit me up. I'm there.
And it's Sir Carey Goodman.
Sir Carey Goodman. Yes.
All right. Last but not least, Evangelist Janice Wallace. The future of worship.
Wow. I'm outdone. I'm just
overwhelmed.
I'm overwhelmed with these brothers. They have given me even greater insight.
Mm.
into even what my assignment is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because the Lord has directed our paths on today.
Yeah.
The future of worship is that the people of God got to keep it real.
All right.
The only way that we can really reach the lost is if we really be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if telling God about who He is through who you think you are or who now you know you are, and someone else hears it and it inspires them to come clean before God, that's where worship is going to.
All right.
We have to keep it real with people.
Yeah.
People are tired of the phonies.
Okay.
And the fake, and the want to be seen, and what do you have, and
mm-hmm.
how much do you have, and where are you going, and where have you been? They want people that will be open.
Yes.
And will be real with them. And that no matter what they've come from, Charvette, and what they even may have to encounter on that day, can you still love me?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't smell like you?
Wow.
If I don't look like you,
wow.
if my hair is not done like yours, if I'm not able to eat the food that you eat, can you usher me and inspire me, as you said, Brother Brian, to reach God in my own way?
Yeah.
Or will you look down at me and look over me,
mm.
look past me,
my God,
and judge me? Is that where we want worship to go?
No.
Have the pioneers of this great faith that we have lost their lives and went on to be with God to, at the end of the day, say, you know what? We left them a monument.
Wow.
We told them what to do. We might not be able to do it like they did it,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? The days of old, they had something.
Yes.
They were committed to what they say they were committed to.
Yes.
Somewhere down the line, we've lost it.
Mm.
Now, we might not know everything, but they didn't know everything.
Right.
But I believe God gives us enough glimpses of his glory
mm.
that we will not look past our brother on the street. That we won't see someone in need. That our discernment is only in church.
Mm.
Glory
oh
to God.
God.
That we'll see someone and know they need God's help right then and yeah. won't acknowledge them. My husband's always saying, you always stopping to say something, but it blesses me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I'm on assignment.
Yes.
And a part of my assignment is that when he speaks, he's not just speaking to me, to you through the church.
Right.
That
right.
wherever he leads me,
yes.
that when he say, I need you to just say hello.
Mm-hmm.
A hello can heal.
Yes.
A hello can let someone know that they might have just got beat up, but nobody know it because you can't see the scars.
Right.
But God sees them.
Mm.
And he wants us to be so in tune to him that we see him in the spirit. I told my husband yesterday as we was in a place, and I said, Tracy, that man right there is an abusive man.
Mm.
He looked at me. I said, I'm telling you, he's abusive.
Mm.
And I began to pray for the woman that he was with.
My God.
And it's no glory of my own,
mm-hmm.
but my worship has got to be so that when I walk past a spirit, that
my
I
God.
Got the power of God in me enough to say the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That what you've done, you won't do.
My
and where
God.
You've gone, you won't go.
Thank you, God.
That's where worship is going. 2000, 2000, 2000, 2000.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Evangelist Janice Wallace. Can people connect with you on Facebook?
Yes, they ma'am. Yes,
right.
they can, ma'am. Janice
all
Wallace.
Right. All right. She would be phenomenal for a women's conference, a women's symposium, anything like that. Listeners, listen, we are going into our last segment. I hope you have enjoyed When Did You Fall in Love with Worship? You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show right here on iShoutForJoy.com. Coming up next is Evangelist Jimmy, and she's going to be talking to us about her businesses. She's a publisher, she's an artist, and all those good things. You want to keep it locked, don't you go
it's the
anywhere.
Radio Show. Charvette will be back.
It's the Gospel Awards show you've been waiting for.
Get this thing right.
The 2010 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, Saturday, July 24th at the Cannon Center in downtown Memphis. It's the very best in independent gospel artists across the country, featuring Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. F.B.C. Clay, Minister Phoebe, the Marable Twins.
For the blessing.
Bishop Victor T. Curry, BU, along with the Echo Airs. Nita Morgan, Vincent Tharp and Canofa, Dr. Ela Quinn Weaver, the Hallelujah Singers, plus Dexter Walker. The 2010 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, July 24th, 6 p.m. at the Cannon Center. Purchase your tickets now at all Ticketmaster locations or log on to therhythmofgospel.com.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe this happened to us. She cheated. So he cheated, now what? It's the highly anticipated novel by Nicole Cleveland. In So He Cheated, Now What? Nicole shares her personal experience, her testimonial on how she overcame an affair in her marriage. This book will help you answer the difficult and the tough questions. Do I stay? Do I walk away? Can the trust ever be restored? No, this book is not about a celebrity. It's not about a politician, nor is it about an athlete. But this is Nicole's personal experience. So He Cheated, Now What? Helps you discover the painful truth behind infidelity. The answer may save your marriage. Purchase So He Cheated, Now What? At www.sohecheated.com. Also available on Amazon.com for Kindle.
It's important to protect your hearing. Your eardrums are tender, so keep them safe. It's simple. The audiologists at Listen to Your Buds offer two key tips when you're listening to music with earbuds and headphones. One, keep the volume down. A good guide is half volume. Number two, limit listening time. Give your hearing quiet breaks. Play the Turn Down the Volume animated music video game at www.listentoyourbuds.org/game.php. This message is brought to you by the American Speech and Language Hearing Association.
Has God inspired you to share His Word through books or music? Are you seeking help with marketing and promoting your work? Well, look no further. Kingdom Publishing Group Incorporated, the area's leading publisher, producer, and promoter of Christian books and music, is here to meet your needs. We offer a full range of book publishing and music production services, as well as customized marketing packages and representation. In essence, from conception to delivery, we help you get your God-inspired work out to the world. To find out more about Kingdom Publishing Group and the services we offer, visit us on the web at www.kingdompublishing.org. That's www.kingdompublishing.org. Or to schedule your no-cost consultation, call us at 804-515-9100. That's 804-515-9100. Kingdom Publishing Group Incorporated, helping you get God's Word and His work out to the world.
Now, back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back again. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have you joining us today. Listen, I have a wonderful business spotlight segment I'm bringing to you. I have the dynamic, phenomenal evangelist, Jimmy Jara, in the studio with me. She looks phenomenal. She has this beautiful black draping on and this beautiful summer dress. I wish this was TV, but we're on radio, so you can't see it. Welcome to the show, Evangelist Jimmy.
Thank you.
So glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you are one of those people. You have your hand in a whole lot of stuff. You are just gifted, and you do so much. So I want people to know all the different things that you have. You have Janique Designs, JDI Publishing. So let's talk about your company and all the components of your company.
Well, Janique Design Incorporated is a fine art and publishing company.
Okay.
Janique Design, it has abstract art, which I am the artist,
yes.
And the JDI Publisher is the publishing component of it, and I'm an author.
Outstanding. And so how long have you been an artist?
I've been an artist basically all my life, just kind of doodling here and there, but I've actually been exhibiting since 1999.
Okay. And how do you get inspired with your artwork?
My inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Because I never know what I'm doing.
Mm.
I know that sounds so ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking one thing, and then my hand starts moving. It's like an open door. It's
wow.
like the heavens has opened up. And something that God wants to impart into the earth, and it comes through my hand. So it's like an honor to be used by the Holy Spirit, and in forms of colors.
Wow.
So it's like I'm seeing the interior part of things, the spiritual part.
Okay.
And in the art world, it's called abstract or expressionism art.
Wow, and I love that your website said prophetic artist, so you just explained that, because
exactly.
I was going to ask what that meant, so you just explained that we're right on the same wavelength there. Okay, so how can people see your work?
They can go to www.joniquedesign.com, that's JoniqueDesign.com.
Great, and are they ones of a kind, or can people order, you know, how does that work?
Yes, it is a one-of-a-kind,
okay.
original artwork. I do make prints on some of my items. I also put the images on tote bags and T-shirts
oh.
and all kind of other components. Because some people can't afford the fine art because it is very expensive because it's expensive to make. But I have made it where it can be as less as $10 that you will actually pay $10 for a tote bag or $10 for a T-shirt. And then I have sweatshirts and all sorts of things.
All right. Outstanding. So certainly we want people to go check out your website, JoniqueDesign.com, and they can connect with you on Facebook, and we'll get to that as well. So I certainly want to talk about JDI Publishing. So tell us about the publishing company.
The publishing company, I just started back in December of 2009.
Okay.
I was displaced, or like one pastor friend said, I was released from the job force and into my ministry.
All right, I like that.
And so I've written this book, Life After the Kids and God's Plan, because I wanted to know, I was asking the Holy Spirit, what am I supposed to do with my life after the kids leave home?
Mm-hmm.
So he took me through a journey. And it was very interesting. I went from making $9,000 a month to homelessness.
Wow.
So I went through just a lot of things. And at the end, I ended up being an evangelist. So God will take you from one stage to another. Took me out of the world and brought me into the kingdom.
Wow.
So that's how it started. And I actually wrote this book as I was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you read it, you can really feel what I was actually feeling at the time. And some of the things the Holy Spirit would not allow me to write because I noticed later the growth that I've been through. So I wrote that book in 2003. And I have two kids.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter was tragically murdered in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh my goodness.
But she got to read the book. The book was not published correctly. So 6 years later, God had me to republish it and publish it the correct way and also open up JDI Publisher.
Oh.
So it was more like my process leading me from where he wanted me to be, and now other books are being published through the publishing company, and it's actually opened up other ministries.
Yes, and I love your tagline for JDI Publishing. What is that tagline?
Publish a book the right way the first time.
The first time.
Because I did it the wrong way, so I can tell you how to do it the right way now.
Nothing like the voice of experience. Nothing like the voice of experience. And so certainly, do you have any tips for new authors, people that are listening, that may be aspiring to write a book, or they think they've written some things and they're not sure the next steps? What are tips that you give to authors that may contact you and want to know what the process is for publishing a book?
Well, one thing I can tell them right now, they can listen to the publishing hours starting next Thursday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I will be talking about a lot of the publishing process.
Yes.
And a lot of people have questions about how to do, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I tell them, just to take what's inside and start writing it down or keying it in on their computer, whatever.
Good.
And just keep keep a daily journal, and that will put things in order for them, because we want it to be in order, because if they start off putting it in order, when they start to publish it, it's already in the orderly format.
Good, good advice. So the publishing hour, the first show is July 8th.
July 8th.
Great, from 1 to 2, so you're getting that daytime crowd.
Yeah.
And they can listen right here on iShopForJoy.com, right?
Oh, right.
All right. So we're excited. Another new host. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How can people contact you?
They can contact me at on Facebook.
Okay.
Jonique Design Incorporated, Evangelist Jimmy Jumra. Jonique Design Incorporated may be a little bit better than Jimmy Jumbar because it's a little difficult. But you can click on that because that's my fan page. They can also go to my website, JoniqueDesign.com.
Good.
And they can email me at Jonique, everything is Jonique, JoniqueQue 22@gmail.com.
Great. And for authors that may contact you, is there a certain book genre that you're seeking right now? Any certain type of topics that you're looking for right now?
I'm looking for children's books right now.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah, I'm looking for something of that nature.
Good. So those that are out there that have written children's books or wanting to write children's books, this is a good connection. This is a good connection. We're excited that we had a chance to spotlight you. You're right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we just take this time every show to spotlight a business or an organization. So we're glad that you are our spotlight and excited about all the great things going on with JDI Publishing and your artwork. And then the Publishing Hour, we're going to be checking you out. And I'm just glad you were able to stop by the studio.
Thank you. I'm so glad you invited me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my last question is, what motivates Evangelist Jimmy?
The Holy Spirit.
All right.
Because he leads me and guides me and teaches me everything that I do today.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, I'm telling you, today's show was off the chain. Oh, my goodness. If you missed it, listen, there'll be an archive on iShoutForJoy.com. You'll be able to go back and hear the show. You'll be able to send a link to a friend and do all those great things. Again, I'm Charvette Mitchell, the host of the show. Keep up with me. Keep up with me. Go to Charvette.com. Very easy, very easy. There you can join my email list. You can listen to past shows. You can check out all of the featured shows. Also, if you'd like to be an advertiser or a sponsor of the show, all the information for sponsorships and advertisements are there. Of course, if you have a business or a product or a service and you need a website and you don't have a website, you know what? You need to let Mitchell Productions help you out with a website. All you have to do is go to www.mitchell-productions.com, and there you can see wonderful packages, about 40 different samples of different websites and all that good stuff, and they're going to be there to help you out and get you going on your online marketing. Listen, there are a lot of big things going on, a lot of events going on in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. You want to stay up to date on all the great things that are going on. Dr. Jamal Bryant will be in Petersburg, Virginia, actually, Thursday, July 8th at 7 p.m., Good Shepherd Baptist Church. I'll be a vendor there, so you can stop by and holler at your girl and say hello and also find out information about Mitchell Productions Web Design. There will be an iShoutForJoy.com pre-show, musical, so you want to check that out as well. And I think, you know what, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to talk to you later. We're glad that you joined us, and we're excited for all the great things that are taking place on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Day. Your voice, your story. On industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3Z.
Goodman from Seattle.